Paul Shomer was born and raised right here in America's Dairyland. The kid out of Appleton was a cross-country skier at Kimberly High School. Then he went to college at St. Scholastica in Duluth, where he was eventually discovered by the U.S. Biathlon Association. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary Today, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can look us up anytime and give anytime quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Paul Shomer was competing in Europe this winter for 3 months. He was part of the U.S. Olympic trials there and finished fourth recently at the U.S. Nationals out in Utah. And he's back with me on the show today. So give us your story, Paul, of how you got involved in this unusual sport of biathlon, will you?
So I grew up, like you said, in Appleton, Wisconsin, which really doesn't have much skiing at all. I mean, Kimberly's known for their football program and a lot of their other sports right now. But thankfully, in high school, I got into cross-country skiing through a coach or the dean of students at Kimberly who started a cross-country ski club. And I progressed enough to the point where I was like, I want to go ski at the collegiate level, and went to St. Scholastica in Duluth, Minnesota. And it was there that my coach was an ex-biathlete, and he kind of took notice of me in my first couple of years at Scholastica and kind of hinted towards, you should think about doing biathlon. He knew the opportunities there. He saw my talents and my skills as an athlete, but also as a person, my mental approach to the training. And he encouraged me to go to the Talent ID camp with the U.S. biathlon team. And so I did in 2014 when I was junior in college. So I had one more year left with the St. Scholastica ski team. And the U.S. coaches, I guess, identified enough talent to invite me back. And it's ever since then that I've been working with the biathlon team. And then I graduated from Scholastica in 2015. And ever since then, I've been doing biathlon full-time now. So that was my introduction to the sport of biathlon, was through my coach at St. Scholastica.
That's great. All right, talk to me about the results from this year's Winter Olympics in South Korea and about how Team USA did there.
Yeah, I think this year, just not only for me, has been a season of ups and downs, but I think for our team as a whole, and I think there's a lot of different things that maybe have gone into that, whether it be training or just approach. But I think as a whole, the team has definitely been a little bummed about the results in Pyeongchang. And me, I was watching the Olympic Games this year from Norway, where I was on a racing trip at the time because I missed the team. But it definitely had a little bit of a different vibe than the other World Cups of the season. But I also think it was one of those things where I was in Norway and God was really working on my heart at that time to really reestablish some of the truths that he spoke to me. And as I was watching those games, I think those became a little bit more apparent that it doesn't matter if you're competing on the world stage or you're sitting in a cabin up in Shushan, Norway, that God still loves you and that there's purpose in the work that we're doing. So whether it's you're a biathlete at the Olympics or you're a biathlete in Norway, or, I mean, you're working a desk job back in Minneapolis or Milwaukee, there's purpose in the work you're doing and in your life. So I think that's the big thing I took away from this year's Olympics is finding that purpose and not really concentrating on those results, because I think Team USA as a whole was really focused on the results this year, and it left for a lot of disappointment. But God isn't calling us to a life of disappointment. And so I've been really trying to start thinking about that. Like, God, what does that life look like? Where there is no disappointment because we have a good focus.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Now this has been a sport that, has been dominated by the European teams, Paul. What do you think it's going to take for our country, to compete, maybe medal in the sport 4 years from now?
I think the U.S. is very capable as a country. I think our preparation this year was not our best, but last year and in the seasons before this, we've we've been at that level. We had two world championship medalists last year. We've had a podium in the last World Cup here in Oslo, Norway of the season that we're competing in. And I think we have all the talents, but it really is just going to take good preparation and good focus and having a good coaching and supporting staff. And I think those are all things that U.S. Biathlon is really taking into consideration. And I think in the next Olympics, there's a definite possibility to see a U.S. biathlon medal. That's the hope. And really, it's just continuing to work and work towards that goal, but have the focus and prepare properly.
All right, 6 foot, 175-pound American biathlete Paul Schommer from Appleton, my guest today on the show. And we began our conversation talking about how he was introduced to the sport. And I think we'll get together again next time, Paul, and find out how you were introduced to a personal, life-changing relationship that you have with Jesus Christ. And so we'll plan on getting together one last day on Sports and Commentary. Thanks for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.